Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Should age ever be a mitigating factor when it comes to going to jail? Ireland's oldest known money launderer has said he does not want to go to jail. A money mule is someone who allows others to use their bank account. And about 90% of the money mule transactions are linked to cybercrime. Pensioner James O'Rourke, 76, from Graybald Bay, Crosshaven, County Cork, this week pleaded guilty to two counts of money laundering after he allowed his bank account to be used by fraudsters in a €120,000 invoice redirect scam. The Cork Circuit Criminal Court heard this week that O'Rourke had already signed guilty pleas to charges relating to three transactions totalling €121,000 in his Bank of Ireland and AIB accounts. The court was told he was lured into a Facebook friendship and matters proceeded from there. At the conclusion of last week's hearing, Judge Sean O'Donovan addressed the €1,570 O'Rourke had withdrawn from the funds sent from France, and also Defence Barrister Brian Leahy's assertion that his client was not hugely savvy with the internet and had been sucked into a Facebook friendship and believed there was an easy money to be made. Also, in other news, US former Roman Catholic Cardinal Theodore McCarrick, who was expelled from the priesthood for sexual abuse, was heckled as he arrived in a US courtroom on Friday to face accusations that he sexually assaulted a 16-year-old boy during a wedding reception nearly 50 years ago. Now, he's 91 years of age, and he walked in on a Zimmer frame, was all hunched up. The man doesn't look like he has long left in his life, to be honest with you, when you look at him. But anyway, he's the only US Catholic cardinal, current or former, ever to be criminally charged with child sex crimes. McCarrick, who now lives in Dittmore, Missouri, faces three counts of indecent assault and battery on a person over 14, according to the documents of the court. He can still face charges because he's not a Massachusetts resident and had left the state, stopping the clock on the statute of limitations. Now, I'm looking here at, according to Ireland's this information, your personal circumstances are one of the most important factors a judge considers before sentencing. It's considered your personal circumstances. The judge takes the following into account: your age, your disability, illness, or the penalties as a result of the conviction, for example, losing your job, character. Evidence may be given on your good character as well as others. So I want to know if you believe age should be a mitigating factor. So in other words, if somebody is 90 and somebody is 19, and let's say we'll think of possibly the worst crime, rape, murder. They commit a serious crime. Should they both get the same sentence? Or do you believe the 90-year-old should get less? Because after all, they're going to die anyway. In other words, there's an argument that 5 years in jail at the age of 90 is equivalent to maybe 20 or 30 years in jail at the age of 19. Probably more even, because that's most likely the last 5 years of your life. So 5 years, you know, time becomes more valuable as you get older. So do you believe older people, say over the age of 75, should get less or lesser sentences when it comes to serious crimes? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Should older people get a lesser sentence? Should that be a mitigating circumstance? Or are you one of those people who believes, I don't care what age he is, you committed the crime, you do the time? Let me know. The number is 087-188-0008 is our text and WhatsApp number. All right, keep texting, keep WhatsApping. Number is 087-188-0008. Question is quite simply, do you believe that older people should be treated differently when it comes to sentencing in court? Jude, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits. How are you doing, Jude?
Not too bad, now.
Jude, I mean, take for example this guy in America, this Catholic priest, right? So he's 91 years of age. Let's say, you know, that the time you would normally get for what he's accused of is obviously assaulting a young child of 16 years of age 50 years ago. Let's say you would normally get 15 years for that. Just let's say. But do you think he should get 5 years because he's 91?
No, I think he should get 15 years. See, jails were built for all ages, so I think all ages should go if you're convicted of a crime. Because apart from paedophiles, most criminals who commit acts against people don't really give a damn about the age of their victim. Only paedophiles do. Isn't that quite good of them to think that?
Right. I get you. But in saying that, would you not agree with when the courts say that or the, well, the mitigating factor is usually that age, or should I say time, is more valuable as you get older.
Well, then, if well, first of all, if it's that valuable, then why did he commit a crime? And also, they do have the luxury. If he did, say if he's 90, right, and he gets, say, even 15 years, well, isn't he lucky? He doesn't have to do his full sentence because he'd be dead before the 15 years. So, right, then again, everyone's a winner.
Right, okay, and some people would argue he get better health care when he's in jail than he will outside of jail. But that's the whole different argument. But I mean,
but then the longer he linger in there, you know, that's good. But I think if you commit a crime, age, I think no matter what you're, if you're of criminal responsibility, like over 18, right? Right up to the day or that, we're all.
Well, what's the age of criminal responsibility? Is 13 in this country, but whatever.
Okay, but we're all accountable to the law if we commit crimes. So that means we should all, if you're found guilty, you should be convicted and do the time, because everyone is accountable to the law. So if that was the case, then we should have loads of criminal pensioners, because if they get caught, I'm sure they're not going to do time, because no matter what crime.
But they tend not to. Generally speaking, pensioners, as you call them, or people who would be over the age of 65, or certainly over the age of 75 anyway, they do get reduced sentences. They do get shorter sentences than somebody who's been, say, 19 or 20 years of age.
Yeah, but I don't think they should.
Mm. It is taken into consideration their age, generally speaking.
Yeah, but I think if they should get the full sentence, and then if they die in jail, that's great, and if they live a little bit longer or whatever, then they're lingering in there. But the thing is, going to jail is a price you pay for committing a crime. It's your freedom, your liberty is taken away from you.
Yeah.
Just because you're older doesn't mean you're exempt from the criminal prosecution if you're guilty. Age should, the law doesn't say you cannot be found guilty of a crime, say when you're 60, 70 or 80 or 90. And what's the point then of finding them guilty if they're not going to do porridge? What is the point?
Yeah, I mean, I know in this particular case that we started talking about, which was Ireland's oldest known money launderer, and this guy, you know, James O'Rourke from County Cork. According to his defence, they did say that he wasn't hugely savvy with the internet and had been sucked into a Facebook friendship with a load of scammers, obviously, who used his bank account for fraudulent transactions. I mean, obviously, he's pleading some level of ignorance as well. No, he's not saying that he's not guilty, obviously. He's been found guilty.
His brief is doing his job, and you can't take that away from his brief. That's what his brief is going to say. His brief's job is to get him
off. A lesser sentence. But he's pleaded guilty anyway.
Yeah, but that's mean. So there we go. He even saved the taxpayer money on a big trial. That's just because you plead. It means he's actually pleading guilty to the crime. Mm. So that means he himself admits he did the crime. So just because you plead guilty, does that mean you're exempt from getting sentenced?
So he's 76 years of age. So he's nearly 80.
God,
yeah.
Yeah, nearly. Yeah, but he's still.
Well, I mean, that could be your granddad. You know what I mean? It could be your grandfather. You know what I mean?
Well, if my grandfather committed a crime, he should do the time, but. Mm. I can safely say that because it wouldn't be because my grandfathers weren't criminals.
Right. Okay, well, stay there for a second. Let me just go to Niamh. Niamh, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. I mean, Niamh, even if we look at, say, the oldest Nazi who was convicted going back a while ago there, and I remember we had one of the only survivors left at the time on the air from the concentration camps, and she said she forgave him and believed he shouldn't go to jail. He was 95 and he got, I think, 5 or 10 years in jail, which means he'll die in jail. I mean, is it fair to put somebody 91 or 92 in jail for 10 years?
I think it depends on the crime. I mean, if you're looking at say, that Monsignor in America,
yeah,
that's not a victimless crime. There's very
few. The 16-year-old boy is the victim, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, and there's very few victimless crimes out there. But that 16-year-old boy was given a life sentence when he was abused by that man who was old enough to know what he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sorry, but, you know, age, just because you look like, you know, everyone's favourite granddad in the stand, doesn't mean you're not an evil, nasty piece of work. And you need.
There's no doubt he's an evil, nasty piece of work, indeed, if he's guilty of the crime. And looking at him on the TV, he looks like he can barely move. He's on a Zimmer frame. He's all hunched over, bent over.
Well,
he looks
now.
Yeah.
Well, can't go to jail like that.
And that's.
But he wasn't when he did the crime. And that 16-year-old boy, who is a child, has lived with that crime, and then God knows how many other victims. There's very seldom just one victim when it comes to paedophilia.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, all those victims, if there was more, they've lived a life of hell. And, you know, why shouldn't he go to jail? Why shouldn't he do the time? And if he dies in jail, so be it. You know, he's not this innocent elderly gentlemen. We can't portray people as that just because that's how they look. They did a heinous crime. They committed one of, in my opinion, besides, you know, along with rape, one of the worst things.
Okay, let's not disagree then on that one, but let's go back to the original case I talked about, which is the money launderer in Cork. So he's 76, and he was involved in allowing fraudsters to use his bank account to the tune of 120,000. I don't know what he got for doing that. I think probably a couple of grand or whatever. I don't know what he got for doing that. So, you know, his barrister has said that, you know, he was lured into this and, you know, he wouldn't be that savvy, and he's over the age of 76. I could see that happening. I could see somebody 76 being lured into something like that. Maybe not that savvy with the internet or whatever. Is it fair to send him to jail for the same time we might send Jude to jail for that particular crime?
Yeah, I think it is, because, you know, look, we can all, again, it's using somebody's age as an excuse. Oh, he's not this, he's not that, but he still took the money.
But there are mitigating circumstances in every crime. Was the person who committed, say, a particular crime under the influence of alcohol at the time? Was the person mentally well at the time? Was the person, what age were they? Did they have a job? Do they have a job now? You know, do they have any money? Why did they commit the crime? So all these things are taken into consideration by a judge when sentencing anyway.
Yeah, and but that is taken into consideration for everybody, and that's fair enough. Mm. But you can't just decide that because somebody looks frail and elderly in the stand, that, oh no, God love him, he shouldn't go to court. Because at the end of the day, he's there to pay retribution to his victim. Not, you know, he's not doing us any good going to jail. It's not going to matter to me or to you whether that priest in America goes to jail. But it'll matter a damn to his victims. And that's what it comes down to. It's not about us. It's not about our opinion whether some old man or woman should go to prison. Mm-hmm. It's about his victim. It's about paying for your crime.
And so would you? So you don't agree either, what I said at the start, what I said to Jude, that I'm not necessarily disagreeing with the principle of what you're saying, but as you get older, time is more valuable. So, you know, sending somebody to jail for, you know, 10 years when they're 20 or 10 years when they're 90 are two completely different things, because that 10 years is more valuable.
To go to jail.
Sorry,
it's Jude? More valuable.
That's the point, yeah, to be punished. I mean,
but the reason why you should send them to jail.
His time is precious. But you know what? So, at the end of the day, he committed the crime. And if you're big and ugly enough to do the crime, you have to do the time. And it's really unfair and a slap in the face to victims everywhere, especially of rape and child abuse, to say, well, we're not sending him to prison because he's old. Well, these people have probably lived the most horrific life trying to get help, trying to, you know, deal with the memories in their heads, what happened to them. We don't know what he did. He could have done awful things to these boys. So, yeah.
This is Cardinal Theodore McCarrick. Yes, sorry, Jude.
When that paedophile was molesting that 16-year-old, he probably, as that lady said, did it old. He wasn't old, because you said it was going on about 50 years ago.
So it was 50 years ago, yeah.
He had plenty of energy in him then to molest kids, so he wasn't sick and infirm when he was molesting.
No, he would have been 41 at the time.
So plenty of energy to molest loads of children, because he did it. But so why shouldn't he pay the time now? And if it's so valuable, that's the whole reason why he should be given a full sentence, because he hasn't got that much time. But the time he has is going to be spent doing porridge.
Okay, well, let me take a quick break and sit there if you can for a second. Keep texting. I can see Niamh and Jude singing from pretty much the same hymn sheet. It doesn't matter what age you are, you should go to jail for the same amount of time. But many people don't think that. Some people believe the older you are, obviously time is more valuable and the sentence should be slightly reduced. So if you're 91, maybe 5 years. If you're 50, maybe 10 years. If you're 20, maybe 20 years. Because obviously that time is worth less to you as you're younger. The number is 087-188-0008. Do you believe age should be a mitigating factor when it comes to sentencing? All right, keep texting, keep WhatsApping. Number 087-188-0008. Let me go to Michal. Michal, you disagree with Niamh and Jude. You believe that age should be a mitigating factor, you old man.
Well, to try and put in context with a lot of other systems as to where they go, like, there's no hard and fast rule for it, but age should be, in his case, as Judy said a minute ago, is very fit, and 40 years ago, he was a very fit man. Of course he was. But the point about it was that these are 40, 50 years ago, these offences were committed. You take it a modern-day offence. You go out today and you run foul of a policeman that just doesn't like you, and he gets the greatest set of charges against you. you file a complaint against him, and if that complaint isn't filed within a very short period of time, you're told you're out of date. You can't go ahead with it because...
That would normally be the case. It's 10 years in the United States, but because he had moved from a particular state to another state, I can't remember, there is complications in it. It does stop the clock on the statute of limitations because he's no longer a resident of Massachusetts. So yep. That was the reason why. And I know normally in America it's 10 years. In this country, there is no statute of limitations.
That should apply across the board then to the police, members of the Rotary who really step out of line, not in the sexual world, but in harassment of individuals and in all custom life changes. And the court, sorry, your complaint is out of time. There shouldn't be a time limit on it.
That's a whole other debate, by the way, and we'll have that debate again about the statute of limitations. But in relation to when you go to court and you say plead guilty to a crime, should it matter how long you spend in jail, depending on your age? Should your age matter, should I say, you know, when it comes to sentencing you?
Yeah, well, at this hour of his day, whatever he is, 70, 80, 90, it should make an almighty difference to it. It should make a difference to it. And the statute of limitations should apply. But the point is, as you said, he moved from one state to another.
The guy that moved from, we're getting two cases confused now. The guy that moved from one state to another, this is in the US, this is the former Roman Catholic Cardinal Theodore McCarrick, he's 91.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he sexually abused a boy of 16.
The point about it was that, well, great question, what was the boy of 16 all these years? But the point is, no, the statute at 91, no, he should not. His age should be taken into account.
Okay, well, hang on, Niamh, there you go. No way, says Michal, at 91, his age should be taken into account.
Well, he didn't take into account the age of the boy he was abusing, who was underage and a child. So if he didn't give a crap about somebody's age, then why should we? And at the end of the day, when it comes to people who abuse a child, they don't care about age. So suddenly we're supposed to care about his age because he's a frail old man. He was a monster. And these monsters should be caged.
I'm not going to disagree with you on that, but the point is 91, that child was 60, and I don't know what age he is now, but where was he for the last 20, 30, 40 years, waiting for someone to give him a tap on the back and say, hey, go and get stuck in.
That's victim shaming. Hang on, yeah. Not victim shaming.
Sometimes
that's
it does take time for people to come forward, Micheál. That's a bit unfair.
It will, though.
Blaming the victim. Blame the perpetrator. Don't blame the victim. If it took him 100 years if he was alive to come forward, he has his right to a day in court and he has his right to see his perpetrator.
But there should be a statute of limitations on it. Be a statute of limitations on it, the same as
there is no limitations
you
go on this
to,
man
you
when
go
he abused
today,
a
you
child.
Go out today and transgress anything else in the world, there's a statute of limitations no matter what you want to try. You're governed by a statute
Again, I'm not going to disagree with you, Micheál, completely, and I do believe in some cases there should be statute of limitations on certain crimes. I don't know about all crimes. We do have a statute of limitations in this country on civil offences, but not on criminal offences. But Jude, and that's a whole other debate. Maybe we might be able to do that tonight, actually. That's an interesting debate. But Jude, getting back to what Micheál says, you know, he's 91 years of age. You know, he's a frail old man, and the sentencing shouldn't be the same as somebody who's, say, 50.
No, because he should be the same as anyone else. He should, because he can be a frail old man in jail. You see, jails were built for all ages. You can still put a frail old man in jail.
Yeah.
Sorry, Micheál, are you there?
There should be limitations. There should be such limitations there. At 91 years of age, no. You could have what happened to the boy. He'd probably serving his own personal sentences all these years for what he did.
I have no problem.
If he did.
With
if
statute
he did
of limitations.
Crime.
No problem with statute of limitations. Because a case, that's brilliant. I have no problem with that. Brilliant. But a case will not be tried in a court or someone found guilty unless that was stood up in court. So if it goes to court, it means that the statute of limitations.
Yeah, I mean, well, the very fact that it's going to court means there's no statute of limitations on this particular case.
Yes. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, he's not arguing with you in relation to the idea or the debate around the statute of limitations. That's a different debate. So yeah. Currently, let's say in this country, for example, there is no statute of limitations. In America, depending on the circumstance, there can be no statute of limitations either. And I'm going to explain this to you again. He now lives in Dittmore, Missouri, and faces three counts of indecent assault and battery, according to the court documents. He can still face charges, which he normally can't if it goes over 10 years, because he's not a Massachusetts resident and because he left the state, which stopped the clock on the statute of limitations. So no, I can't explain that to you. I'm not an American lawyer, but normally there is a statute of limitations of 10 years when you're living in, say, Massachusetts. But because he left the state and is no longer a resident, it stopped the clock on the statute of limitations.
Well, that sounds
sounds incredibly stupid for a man who thought he might be going to court, by the way, but however, yeah.
Yes, you live in Donegal and you move to Waterford.
Well, that's a bit of a difference. You're talking about you're talking about a federal government in the United States. It's a completely different part of the game. Although maybe that might not be such a bad idea in this country as well, by the way. Let me just go to Cathy finally on this if I can. Hold on, I just switch your line on for you there, Cathy. Cathy, you're on Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Cathy?
Hi, Niall. It doesn't matter, Niall, if he's 61, 71, 81, 101. He's a filthy paedophile and he needs to go to jail.
This is the 91-year-old Theodore McCarrick.
Yeah, by the way, Niall, I remember Fiona Doyle talking to you years ago.
That's right,
ago.
Yeah, she did, yeah.
Do you remember the way her father presented in court?
Her father was he 76 or was 75 or 76, wasn't
and
he?
And pretending he wasn't able to walk and he needed a chair and all this sort of thing. He nearly got off because of that. But thank God he is in prison.
Yeah, absolutely. And I only talked with her recently about the fact that he could be released from prison very soon, by the way.
Well, hopefully not.
Yeah, well. A lot of people would like to see them released from jail in a box. I think that's the way a lot of people would feel.
Yeah, that would be the ideal way.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And when it comes to a crime of that particular nature, absolutely. But in saying that, do you think at all, under any circumstances, Cathy, that age, as you get older, that, you know, age is, I suppose, more valuable, time is more valuable?
Well, if I heard that man you were talking about doing the money laundering, if I heard tomorrow he's not going to jail, it wouldn't bother me personally because he's just jail. All paedophiles do.
All right, okay, on that.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
No, gonna have to drop the conversation.